Okay, here we go. The project is After Hours, project number 7. This is audio journal entry 1. It's been a little over 6 months since I got hired here at Midas Labs. And really, every day has been a complete dream. It feels like everything in my career has been leading to this point. I get to apply my field research, everything I learned at BioStation 12, even my engineering background. And the staff, they're all so incredibly supportive of each other. I've never felt so comfortable, so seen, and so appreciated. This place is incredible. There's just one teeny tiny little problem. Since all of our research is based in the, shall we say, hypersexual side of things, I end up getting distracted by my own thoughts. Well, not thoughts exactly, it's more like my libido. It becomes a powerful, like, electrical current running all throughout my body. And the more I'm in the same room with these sexual experiments, I get more and more turned on, until I have to leave the room for a few minutes just so I can get myself off and return to work with a clear head. Which I do. But then it starts all over again, getting more and more turned on until I have to leave again. And there's been some days when I've had to take care of myself like 5 or 6 times. And that sounds fun, right? Right, sure. Get super horny, go have an orgasm, get back to work. But I want to be professional, attentive to every small detail in the laboratory, unfazed. It's just that it's so very hard to stay focused while I'm surrounded by giant breasts and megadicks and mega clitorises, or is it clitori? Anyway, it's all just way too distracting. So, I'm working on a solution. That's what this project is. I've just begun to sketch out some ideas, and I think this has some big potential. I'm going to track my progress here from concept through construction, and then, hopefully, practical application, data collection, refinement, and then a fully functional prototype. Wish me luck. After Hours, Project 7, Audio Journal, Entry 17. God, I'm so turned on right now. Today was a big, big, big day in Rachel's lab. They brought in this guy whose testicles were so big he had to wheel them around in a wheelbarrow. And his dick? Well, yeah, it was proportional. And then they made him get hard and ejaculate into like a bathtub so they could measure it. And he even overflowed the bathtub. I see the best fucking stuff here. It was so hot that I almost can't... Except, yeah. See? Getting distracted. The project. Right. Seriously. I really can't wait to get this thing done. I'm gonna start installing the electronic components tonight. I was able to deconstruct my fitness tracker. Guess I'll have to find some other way to count my steps. But it seemed like wearing this device on my wrist would be the most convenient option. And I've been able to requisition some spare parts from previous Midas experiments. Like that one vacuum pump from last month. We increased a woman's milk production to over 20 times her natural output. Her nipples kept outgrowing the pumps. So fucking hot. Anyway, I got those pumps, reconfigured them a bit, added a few low voltage wires, electrodes. By the way, how cool is it that they let us work on our own personal projects after hours here? So, okay, yeah. I just need to finish the electrode pathways, which should only take me a few more days. I should not have started thinking about that dude I saw today. And then the woman from last month with her incredibly huge... I gotta go get myself off now. This is becoming a problem. After Hours, Project Number 7, Journal Entry 22. It's ready. Today went so slowly. I just kept thinking about tonight. Right now, the first practical test of the device. So, let's not waste any time, right? To repeat from journal entry 19, essentially, the plan is this. I will strap the device to my wrist and wear it constantly. It'll use conductive ECG and thermosensors, detecting my arousal levels at any given moment. Then, if everything goes right, it will draw the psychosexual response from my nervous system into its storage banks, leaving me free of mind to concentrate on my work until I am ready for those psychosexual responses, at which point I can reintroduce them back into my nervous system. The device has a storage capacity of 750 cinnabytes, so it should be able to draw away and store my sex drive for quite a while, if I needed to. I have decided to call the device the Siphon. Okay, a little overdramatic, I guess. Anyway, so here we go. I am strapping the Siphon to my wrist. I'm actually pretty aroused at the moment, so this is a perfect opportunity to test it out. And when I turn it on, I should feel my arousal seep away from me and steadily feed into the Siphon. Here we go. Oh, wow. I didn't know if it would... I'm not feeling any sexual feelings at all. It worked! And it felt completely natural, too. My arousal just sort of faded away. Oh, this is gonna be so good for me. Okay. Now, experiment number two, going the opposite direction for when I want to get those arousal levels back into my body. Oh. Yes, I feel just as horny as I was feeling a few minutes ago. Like, exactly as horny. Oh, this is gonna be perfect. My work is gonna be so supercharged now that the Siphon can get horny for me. And I put my concentration and focus where it belongs. Alright, time to head home. I'm scheduled to observe a new experiment in the humongous lab tomorrow, and I want to be well rested for it. I can't wait to bring the Siphon on its first real test run. Bye-bye for now. Project 7, Journal Entry 23. Today was incredible. Okay. First of all, the advances we made in hypersexual research today were, is unprecedented too big of a word? We were actually able to remap our patient's clitoral sensations to respond to any specified part on her body. So, like, first we redirected the sensations to her left earlobe, and then we tested it out. Bam! Earlobe orgasm. Then we tried the right earlobe, and with a little stimulation, bam! Earlobe orgasm again. Then we mapped it to the tip of her nose, then her elbow, the back of her knee, her middle toe, and every time, orgasm, orgasm, orgasm. And wow, when we extended the erogenous surface area to include her entire back and then brought in our massage therapist, this woman must have come 50 times. But okay, here's the most exciting thing of all. All of the other doctors had their eyes fixed to this woman. I could see Dr. Folsom's erect penis through his trousers. And it even looked like he was leaking quite a bit of pre-cum. Dr. Carlisle looked like she was having trouble keeping her hand from sneaking down between her legs. And me? I didn't get turned on at all. I could hardly believe it. And it's all thanks to my beautiful, wonderful little Siphon here. Or maybe it's more accurate to say that I did get turned on, but I didn't feel it at all. The Siphon just took it all from me and left my mind clear and focused. Unbelievable. And based on how much the Siphon filled up today, I'm guessing I was actually quite aroused. Good for me, I guess. But I'm also excited that I didn't have to experience it in that moment. I was so focused. I'm going to keep the siphon in storage mode for a bit. I've got a lot of numbers and figures to crunch tonight, and I'll be here for a few more hours at least. Maybe I'll actually keep the siphon on for the next week or so. It's been a super busy time around here, and I need to be as present as I can possibly be. Project 7, Journal Entry 24. Okay, so, it's been about 2 weeks since my last entry, and these have probably been the most productive 2 weeks of my career. I had no idea how much my sex drive was getting in the way of my work all these years. I've had the siphon running constantly, and it hasn't had any issues, as far as I can tell. At the moment, it's almost, let's see, almost 80% filled with high libido energy. And I had some time tonight, so I figured it's probably a good time to do another practical test. I'm going to empty the storage banks just a little bit, which will reintroduce the stored up sexual arousal back into my body. And it's funny, even after just 2 weeks, I barely remember what being aroused even feels like. I'm sure this will be an interesting sensation. Okay, function deliver, confirm, accept. And I should start to feel my libido re-entering my body just about now. Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, so that was my mistake. So I just got 2 weeks worth of heavy sexual arousal shoved directly and immediately into my nervous system. I should have known that was gonna happen. Stupid of me not to include an adjustable regulator valve in the siphon's return functionality. That'll absolutely be the first modification. Still, I don't think I've ever come like that in my whole life. There's definitely some potential here. Alright, let's switch this thing back to drawing my libido away and get back to work. After hours, project number 7, journal entry 31. Time for libido reintroduction trial number 2. No more mistakes like last week, hopefully. The new slider on the side of the siphon should allow me to control the rate that the sexual arousal re-enters my body. That should keep things a little more comfortable this time. Let's see. That first trial was 7 days ago, so the siphon has been collecting all of my horned up energy for about a week. Let's try it at its lowest setting to start. Here we go. Okay. Yeah. That's more like it. Oh. I can feel the arousal taking over my body. My mind is getting a little bit clouded, but it feels good. My salivary glands are starting to flow a little more steadily. I'm gonna slide this thing up one more notch. I like this. Oh, this is so good. I feel it all across my skin, in my chest, and in my arms, my thighs, and between my legs. Oh, yeah. There's definitely some pleasant activity going on down there. I wonder if... Just doing some thinking here. That first time, it all rushed into me. All the sexual energy all at once. And I just came. immediately and intensely. But what if, just what if I let it all come back in my body at a steady rate? Just like this. If I'm patient, I hypothesize that I could experience a prolonged orgasm just by sitting here and letting it happen.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna set it to level 4. Oh, holy yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, this feels out of this world. Oh. My body feels like it's being slowly possessed by sex. Complete and total sex. Oh, my shoulders, my back, my arms, my chest, my stomach, my legs, my toes. I can almost feel each individual nerve and cell and muscle become a running river of sexual intention. Fuck. Yeah. If I close my eyes, I feel like I'm floating. And the siphon keeps feeding me more and more arousal. Oh. I think I'm gonna... No, not yet. I'm just on the edge. Oh, I want to stay here as long as possible. I don't think I've ever felt anything like this before. I don't think I've ever heard of anyone feeling like this before. Oh, my brain. It's like an ocean. Tossing, rolling, tumbling, driving me higher and higher, deeper. Oh, more. I want more. Oh, oh. Fuck, 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 fuck. More. I can stand it just a little longer. Just a little longer. Oh, yeah. I can feel every fiber of my being slowly being pulled in one direction. The only direction. Fuck, I'm gonna come so hard. Yes. Fuck, I want it so bad. I'm gonna come. Oh, yeah. Fuck, my hips are bucking all on their own. Yeah. Holy fuck, I'm still coming. I don't want this ever to end. I feel like I've been coming for an hour. It won't stop. Fuck, yes. Don't stop. It's too good. Oh my God. What the fuck? Oh, wow. Okay. I don't even know what that was, but I feel like this is just the beginning of seeing what this thing can do. That was just a week of sexual energy. Maybe I'll just make an appointment for experiment number 3 in 1 month. I better make a note to make sure I'm good on electrolytes that night. I have a feeling it's gonna be exhausting.